A Father's Heart, Judges 10:3-5.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
After him, Jair, the Gileadite, arose, and he judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkey colts, and they had 30 cities, which are called Havoth-Jair to this day, which are in the land of Gilead. Jair died and was buried in Kamon. Here we read that the peace of Israel lasted for another 22 years after the 23 years in which Tola judged Israel. Once again, we don't read much about Jair, but what we do read about him is encouraging and insightful. The only thing we are told about Jair is that he had 30 sons who were in charge of 30 cities in Gilead. This is actually quite remarkable. Not only did Jair obey God by having children, he must have taught every single one of them as well. Notice that they all became leaders. That takes parental care, don't you think? No wonder Jair rose up as a leader in Israel. His sons were evidence of his wisdom. Notice that Jair's sons lived at peace with each other as each one did their own part. They lived as equals. If you have been following along with me through the Bible, you will notice how much this contrasts the lives of Isaac and Jacob. Remember how much trouble they had between their children because of favoritism and sibling rivalry? God must have blessed Jair with wisdom in that he spent his life doing good on earth by taking care of his family. It ended up affecting the entire nation. This is no small subject. When God sent John the Baptist, he announced by angelic visitation the important work that God had in mind for him. Here's some of what the angel said. Luke 1:15b-17. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to prepare a people prepared for the Lord. Do you see that God specifically called out the fact that John would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children? It's no wonder that God blessed Jair. God loves it when a father's heart is turned toward the children, and all 30 of Jair's sons became a blessing in Israel. We know from reading Proverbs 31 that it is likely that Jair's wife had something to do with it as well. As parents, we have a wonderful and purposeful job that God pays attention to. Let's not be distracted by this world's twisted ideas and miss the work that God has called us to do in our families.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.